Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Community Services Director Jeanette Vaughn joins us on today's program to take a look back at the quality of life projects completed in the city this year.
The Community Services Department, in conjunction with the City Council and City Administration, have had a wide range of projects that have been completed really over the last several months and pretty important improvements. And we'll start with our downtown park, Central Park. A lot of maybe things that people wouldn't notice initially, but a lot of touch-up work that was done to Central Park, which is, of course, a big feature during Tulip Time and our many events.
Right. Fiscal year 18-19 has been very busy for the Community Services Department, especially parks in general. In Central Park, we were finally able to make some long-awaited for modifications. We did replace the 50 benches that are used for seating behind the Tulip Torn, and we did a combination of purchasing new benches, and then we also refurbished some of the existing benches, so we were able to reuse some of those benches instead of having to buy new. And then the other thing that we've done is we're replacing the wooden benches that are located throughout the park and replacing them with some nice new metal benches that'll have a longer lifespan. The new benches are a little bit larger in size, so we did need to pour new concrete pads for them. So that work was completed this fall. And we also made some of those pads a little bit larger so that individual with mobility devices or strollers can now pull those up alongside the bench. So we're pretty excited about that to give folks more access to the park. And we also changed some of those, the orientation of some of those pads, so they face inwards towards the park instead of out towards the street.
And now one of the other significant projects that people really have seen visually is not that far away from downtown, and that's at Sunken Gardens Park. And the windmill had, as you mentioned, overdue renovation. A lot of the work is done with that project. What were some of the key changes and some of the key features that people will see, especially coming this spring?
Right. So the Sunken Garden windmill project is currently underway, and it should finish up with here within about the next month. So basically, that was a complete renovation of the facility. And the work that we really wanted to take place on that was to completely seal the building from the weather elements and also from critters. So our goal was to protect the structure for the long term. So we did, it consisted of new exterior, interior siding, new roofing. There's new sidewalks on the outside of it, and we also upgraded the electrical. And then we're also adding a tulip bed in front of the windmill as well, just to give folks a better opportunity to have a windmill and tulips and pitchers at the same time.
And speaking of tulips, those aren't the only new flower beds you've added. There are new flower beds coming this spring and moving forward along our city streets, and that has allowed you to expand the number of tulips the city of Pella is responsible for. What are some of the key changes that were completed this fall to really shore up what the flower beds look like along our streets here in the community?
So we focused a lot this year on the flower beds that are located in the right-of-way. So those are our tulip beds located along the streets on Washington, Main, and Franklin. Just over the years, they've gotten a little inconsistent in placement and size. So we took some time and we added 17 beds. So now we have 146 of those street-line beds. We added soil to some of the older beds to try to just make them more consistent. So we're pretty excited about that. That allowed us to plant just over 120,000 tulip bulbs this fall. So up 12,000 bulbs from what we planted last year. So a lot more blooms in town this spring.
And then another big project, the Pella Sports Park, and people may notice that that's starting to move around again. The City Council recently approving a contract to improve and expand to phase two in conjunction with Fields of Our Future.
Right, so we started work late this fall on phase two, and phase two consists of adding two new additional ball fields just to the east of existing fields two and three. We're also adding some fall ball protection overhang on the existing fields and the new fields. And then one thing that we're really excited about and what we think is a fantastic addition is a multi-purpose biking and walking trail out there. It'll be a loop around the south end of the park, just north of the pond. It'll be just shy of a mile long, but we have a lot of people that like to walk out there in between games or while they're waiting for children to finish up practices and that type of thing. So we're excited for that. Work on that project is expected to be substantially completed prior to the end of June of 2019.
And now as we go back into town, some of the smaller parks that people may have been noticing or maybe aren't as frequently traveled, but certainly a lot of important features coming up. Why don't you talk a little bit about South Park and Kiwanis Park and just some of the other touch-ups that you've done to several city parks here in the community?
Right. So we do a lot of other projects and just work throughout the season that's maybe not as visual as others. So some things that we've done yet this year where we replaced the playground equipment at South Park. That equipment was a little old and outdated, so we're excited about that. Nice addition. We resurfaced the tennis courts at Kiwanis Park, and then in doing so, we took two of the four courts and converted it into six more pickleball courts. So now Kiwanis Park has two tennis courts and six pickleball courts. And then we've just been repairing sidewalks. We put a new roof on the shelter house at Rotary Park. We've planted over a dozen new trees in city parks and painted the windmill at Brinkhoff Park. So we've just been kind of tidying things up a bit and getting ready for next year.
Once again, that was Pella Community Services Director Jeanette Vaughn. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.